Indeed, there was two people in there who were lucid enough that I've started talking with them. One was this girl, and you know, I never asked her what she was into. I could have easily, but we got along like the house was on fire because it made her laugh. And then the other was this gay guy with like a blue swatched of hair in the front, and like he didn't have the ultra list, but I could tell. I didn't even ask him if he was gay, and we would talk, and we understood some things mutually, but he talked over me, and it didn't quite annoy me, but I'm trying to get a fucking point, and like, yeah, my pain is like this, and he's like, well, I gotta call this guy because he broke in my house, and blah, 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 and the nurses must like me, because I'm very polite when I need to be. I'm very charismatic, and I'm very cordial, like, so even, like, the pretty nurses were, like, you know, smiling when they saw me, but, you know, the big Bertha, you know, the big black girls, the no-nonsense ones, you're like, well, you gotta talk to your nurse about that, and cut a long story short, yeah, the 3 volumes a day was very nice, took a good nap. Only issue was the sleeping was I was going through detox, so I'm just sweating and having fucking tremendous, like, spasms. Like, my leg would kick up like I was doing a fucking 1950s number, like, hey, yo. Like, I'd just be sleeping and my leg would wake me up, like, hey, yo. And then, I wish they gave me more Ativan, but they only really give that if, like, once, then they put it on I don't know their fucking routine. I mean, obviously, people in detox shouldn't be on drugs. But at the end of it all, I realized I wasn't that bad. I was just having a bad day. There was some old guy in there. He was bad, Jack. He didn't know where the fuck he was. He failed all the questions. What year is it? What's your name? What's your birthday? He failed all of them. He was so loopy that they had him on like a 24/7 hour watch. And then, oh, it was fucking brutal chaos by the fucking time the shift change came around. I noticed 3 police actually came. I know he wasn't violent or anything, but he must have been doing something that the nurses, like, they can lose their jobs if they restrain you or blah, 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 blah. And again, sorry for the vocal. I can't with this autocorrect no more, dude. I need my computer back. Shit.